The Hidden Cameras mit In The Nah. 15 und exakt 15 Minuten. Ich hatte es ja schon angekündigt. Joel Gibb, der Kopf der eben gehörten Formation. Er ist bei mir im Studio, weil er am Freitag, morgen in der Woche, im Rahmen des sehr empfehlenswerten Popkulturfestivals auftreten wird. Schon heute, genau jetzt, quatschen wir ein bisschen über die neueste LP der Hidden Cameras. Home on Native Land. Eine Achtung Country-Platte, die in diesem Jahr noch erscheinen wird. Mit so illustren Gästen wie Rufus Wainwright und so weiter und so fort eben auf der Platte. Wir verlosen im Anschluss ans Gespräch auch schon Tickets für den 2.9. und das Konzert der Hidden Cameras. Zunächst aber sage ich natürlich nochmal Hello and welcome, Joel.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Cool. We haven't seen each other in a while. It's been 3 years since you visited us here.
Yeah.
We talked about your last album back then, but now there's a new one. Yeah. Finished. It's called Home on Native Land, and the record will feature some of the greatest artists and singers alive, I would say. Rufus fucking Wainwright is on there. He's one of the greatest voices on this planet, I really think. So oh, Feist is on there. Her voice is majestic as well. So you have great guests on that album. But before we talk about them, let's talk about the sound of the LP, because you've chosen country as your new favorite genre. It's like a country Americana inspired record. How did you come up with the idea?
I call it actually Canadiana in a way, because it's my conception of, it's all the things I like about the genre itself. Like, so I put, again, I put a lot of pedal steel. It centers around Stu Crooks, who I met. He fixed my drum machine in this studio when I was recording Mississauga Goddamn.
Uh-huh.
So he's sort of been a hidden camera, like a hidden member.
Yeah.
For many years, many years, but now it's the record's finally coming out that he's on, and he mixed a couple songs too.
Cool.
There's a lot of pedal steel. There's a spattering of banjo, but there is no fiddle. But there are strings, like you know, but no fiddle.
Is
sounds.
The fiddle? Is the fiddle more of an American country thing, or why didn't you want to have one? You didn't find.
I just
the player.
I just wasn't drawn to that. That's not the vibe I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. But it's interesting that you've again chosen to go into another direction with the Hidden Cameras. It's totally understandable because it keeps the whole thing fresh for you as a person, as an artist. And for the listeners and the fans of the Hidden Cameras, there's always a bit of a surprise happening. That's a good thing. But another thing that I found interesting is the fact that you've worked on this record for a very long time. I think the idea for the record is like 10 years old or so.
Yeah.
What took you so long to finish the idea?
I started recording some of these songs when I was doing Awu, which was in 2005. So they just didn't make it on any record. And it was quite soon that I realized I would like to make a record that it's in that direction, or that has a sound. You know what I mean? So
you realized that you wouldn't want to put a country song onto one of your previous recordings, but rather wait for 12 country songs to happen and then put them.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that they're all country. I think it's a playful, very playful interpretation. Mm. So some of the songs sound maybe even a little bit old school.
Yeah. But some of the songs are old school as well, right? There's covers on there.
And classical. Then there's covers, which I think I wanted for my record just because to follow in a tradition or that I always liked of records from the 60s where they're covering a lot of other people.
And,
They're trying to have their songs stand up against the songs that they're covering.
Yeah, and that's the next question I wanted to ask. It might be hard.
Yeah.
There's some pressure on the artist, I think, if you go for a record with classics on there, you know, with covers.
Yeah.
Who stood the test of time. Everybody still loves those songs, although they're decades old. And then you have to put some new ones in between those songs.
Exactly, yeah.
it's a hard task, wasn't it? Or don't you get intimidated by situations like that?
That's what I love to do. That's what I do. So I jump into a genre or a songwriting style and, like there's a famous cover of a Canadian song that most people my age would know, which is Log Driver's Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote my own waltz, which was Drunk Dancer's Waltz.
Okay.
And, I think.
So you counted to a three and a half.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'm looking forward to it. But as I said, the album will feature beautiful people like Feist, Rufus Wainwright, Ron Sexsmith, Neil Tennant, Pet Shop Boy.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's cool.
He's the only non-Canadian on the record.
Uh-huh.
He's like the honorary Canadian.
So did all the guests that are going to be featured on the album, did all the guests...
They're all going to tour with the band, of course. No,
I don't expect them to. But did they get the idea of you trying out this country genre or your take on Canadian classics as well? Did they respond in a positive way when you asked them to join you? Or do you know them so well that they don't even care which musical direction you go? They trust you so much that they'll be like, yeah, I'm in the studio in an hour. I'll sing that song for you.
Well, no, the guests just happened over time, over years, okay. And just kind of naturally.
Okay, cool.
I ran it by Leslie years ago, and she played me a song that reminded her of what I was doing, which is, I think, what was it called even? We did it live a couple of times, Wagoner's Tale or something.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a playful kind of community, I would say, in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it feels as if it was when one's looking at the guest list of your record. And how do you work with those guys? Because I mean, you're a great songwriter. You know what you're doing. You do have the skills that one does have to have when one's trying to be a songwriter. But then again, you meet up with Rufus Wainwright and Leslie Feist, who are super great songwriters at the same time. Is it hard or easy for you to show them your new material? Because I would be intimidated to show Rufus Wainwright a song idea of mine because...
We show each other song ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
Cool. So it's no problem for you.
I wasn't intimidated.
Okay. Good. It's good. It's all good. Let's listen to
We're just friends, you know. He was living in Toronto at the time and it just was a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
It's strange, uncanny things in Toronto.
Did you give the guys and girls who are appearing on your album, did you give them directions or did you just let them do whatever they want?
It depends what the case is, but they're mostly just singing backup, actually.
Okay. So. Okay, that's good. Let's listen to one of the new songs because I have one here.
Okay.
This one is called Day I Left Home. Isn't the Hidden Cameras, das Album, das mit dem Country-Genre spielt, das erscheint am 28.10. und wird Home on Native Land heißen. Hier sind The Hidden Cameras mit Day I Left Home. The Hidden Cameras auf Lux FM mit Day I Left Home. Am 2. September spielt Joel Gibb solo im Rahmen des Popkultur-Festivals und am 28. Oktober kommt sie dann raus, die neue Platte von den Hidden Cameras, Home on Native Land. Wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, wie die Platte zustande gekommen ist. Es sind ja auch Coverversionen auf der LP zu hören und dann eben neu geschriebene Hidden Camera Songs wie den eben gehörten, der sich dann aber ganz gut einfügt in diese Klassiker. Das hat er ganz gut hinbekommen. Joel Gibb, der immer noch bei mir im Studio steht. Now I just told people again that there's some cover versions on the LP, but there's some new songs who totally fit into those older songs or they accompany them well, let's put it that way. But how did you curate the country songs? How did you choose the songs that are covers on your record?
I can't even remember. It was just kind of decided so long ago. They chose me. It's just...
Oh, cool.
Again, like there's three covers and I cover myself. I cover a song from my first release.
Yes.
That was a 4-track demo.
Yeah.
So I'm covering myself and then Tim Hardin, who I just think is a really underrated songwriter from the 70s. And Log Driver's Waltz, which is this Quebecois folk waltz.
Quebecois is how you say it. Cool.
Quebecois. And then Dark End of the Street, which is just such a classic song. And
yeah,
I love the idea of covering a song that's been covered like a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you put something special into it and it works in the end of the day, it's, I think, one of the most beautiful things that one can do. So the record is finished. The song that we've just listened to has been demoed 10 years ago. That's what you just told me.
Yeah,
in Berlin.
I demoed it in Berlin.
So you've worked on this album for a while.
Yeah.
In my head, I see you working on new material already because, I mean, this stuff...
I know.
The ideas have been around in your head for years, so I think you might be into new material already. Again, another idea. Or
I have lots of songs that I've never recorded or done anything with. So, now I was actually a lot yesterday, because you're freeing yourself when you're releasing a record.
Sure.
And so you have more space emotionally and to think about recording some old songs.
Yeah.
Still, there's old songs. Yeah. But that's just how I work. I don't know.
So you never stop writing, right? And you
put, I never write.
You never write.
No.
You start playing.
I don't try to write a song anymore. No. I'm working on these other songs from my 20s.
Okay. You know?
Or my early 30s.
And because your back catalog is so big, you have to work with that.
I don't know. I either think I'm too slow or I'm too fast. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see about that in the near future. Am 24. Yeah. Nein, am 28. kommt die Platte jedenfalls raus. So the show on Friday, Friday the 2nd of September, it's going to be a solo show, right? It's just going to be you and a guitar.
Technically, yes.
Okay. So that's going to be an evening full of surprises, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. I still have to figure out what to play. I do want to play a lot of this new material. Yes. So, yeah, it'll be fun, though.
Okay, cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for that gig on the 2nd of September. I want to wish you the best of luck for the new record that's going to come out on the 28th of October.
Exactly.
Here in Germany. And I think we'll meet again pretty soon. Maybe you're going to do a full country band show.
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking about that because we're touring in the fall and I'm still looking for the perfect twangy German maybe to accompany me. So if there's any pedal steel players out there, call Flux FM and they'll connect me.
We'll send you
any good pedal steel or even a twangy, somebody who can be a little twangy.
That's yes. Also, meine Damen und Herren da draußen, liebe dem Country durchaus zugewandte Gitarristen und Gitarristinnen, Joel Gibbs sucht eigentlich noch jemand, der eine Pedal Steel oder zumindest eine twangy Gitarre spielen kann für seine Tour im Oktober. Ihr könnt euch gerne bei uns melden und wir verbinden euch dann mit Joel Gibbs, dem Chef der Hidden Cameras, der immer noch bei mir im Studio steht. Am 2.9. spielt er im Prachtwerk im Rahmen des tollen Popkulturfestivals und für dieses dürfen wir dann schon Tickets verlosen, zumindest für den Ein Tag 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000 ruft mich jetzt an für Tickets für den 2.9. Da spielen die Hidden Cameras im Prachtwerk. Sonst noch im Programm des Popkulturfestivals Leute wie Roosevelt, Brandbrauer Frick, die Thurston Moore Band wird spielen, Trümmer, Ezra Furman und viele, viele mehr. Geht da ruhig mal vorbei. Und wer sich das Programm nochmal durchlesen möchte, der guckt auf pop-kultur.berlin. Nach, da sind alle Programmpunkte nochmal zusammengefasst. Joel, thanks again for visiting.
Thank you.
We'll meet again pretty soon, I think, in October maybe.
Yes, that'd be great.
Good luck for your record and I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Und hier sind sie nochmal mit Gay Goth, Seeing the Hidden Cameras.